The Heavenly Reproducers and the Harmony Workers. The Heavenly Reproducers. Mortal man can hardly hope for more than a meager and distorted concept of the functions of the Heavenly Reproducers, which I must attempt to illustrate through the gross and limited symbolism of your material language. The spirit Morancha world has 1001 things of supreme value, things worthy of reproduction but unknown on Urantia, experiences that belong in the category of the activities which have hardly entered into the mind of man, those realities which God has in waiting for those who survive the life in the flesh. There are 7 groups of the Heavenly Reproducers, and I will attempt to illustrate their work by the following classification. The singers, harmonists who reiterate the specific harmonies of the past and interpret the melodies of the present. But all of this is affected on the Morantia level. The color workers, those artists of light and shade you might call sketchers and painters, artists who preserve passing scenes and transient episodes for future Morantia enjoyment. The light picturizers, the makers of the real semi-spirit phenomena, preservations of which motion pictures would be a very crude illustration. The historic pageanteers, those who dramatically reproduce the crucial events of universe records and history. The prophetic artists, those who project the meanings of history into the future. The life storytellers, those who perpetuate the meaning and significance of life experience. The projection of present personal experiences into future attainment values. The administrative enactors, those who depict the significance of governmental philosophy and administrative technique, the celestial dramatists of sovereignty. Very often and effectively, the Heavenly Reproducers collaborate with the reversion directors in combining memory recapitulation with certain forms of mind rest and personality diversion. Before the Morantia conclaves and spirit assemblies, these reproducers sometimes associate themselves in tremendous dramatic spectacles representative of the purpose of such gatherings. I recently witnessed such a stupendous presentation in which more than 1 million actors produced a succession of 1,000 scenes. The higher intellectual teachers and the transition ministers freely and effectively utilize these various groups of reproducers in their Morantia educational activities. But not all of their efforts are devoted to transient illustration. Much, very much, of their work is of a permanent nature and will forever remain as a legacy to all future time. So versatile are these artisans that, when they function en masse, they are able to reenact an age, and in collaboration with the seraphic ministers they can actually portray the eternal values of the spirit world to the mortal seers of time. The Harmony Workers. These artists are not concerned with music, painting, or anything similar, as we might be led to surmise. They are occupied with the manipulation and organization of specialized forces and energies which are present in the spirit world, but which are not recognized by mortals. The Revelator notes that if they had the least possible basis for comparison, they would attempt to portray this unique field of spirit achievement, but they despair there is no hope of conveying to mortal minds the sphere of celestial artistry. Nevertheless, further noting that which cannot be described may still be so implied. Beauty, rhythm, and harmony are intellectually associated and spiritually akin. Truth, fact, and relationship are intellectually inseparable and associated with the philosophic concepts of beauty. Goodness, righteousness, and justice are philosophically interrelated and spiritually bound up together with living truth and divine beauty. Cosmic concepts of true philosophy, the portrayal of celestial artistry, or the mortal attempt to depict the human recognition of divine beauty can never be truly satisfying if such attempted creature progression is ununified. These expressions of the divine urge within the evolving creature may be intellectually true, emotionally beautiful, and spiritually good, but the real soul of expression is absent unless these realities of truth, meanings of beauty, and values of goodness are unified in the life experience of the artisan, the scientist, or the philosopher. These divine qualities are perfectly and absolutely unified in God. And every God-knowing man or angel possesses the potential of unlimited self-expression on ever-progressive levels of unified self-realization by the technique of the never-ending achievement of God-likeness, the experiential blending in the evolutionary experience of eternal truth, universal beauty, and divine goodness.